I can still remember the words I spoke at that time. Oh God, it's Liz and Arthur. For my wife and I had forgotten that someone was coming to our house. It was a long time ago, as it were. We lived in Basel. We had good friends, Liz and Arthur. They had moved, however, to South Africa. We had not seen them for some time, and we had learned that they were to be in town, and so we made arrangements for them to come for dinner. And somehow, in the push and shove of daily living, we had forgotten that. Until, of course, the door was open and, well, to speak in an Advent way, they had come. Now, it wasn't so much that I thought of Liz and Arthur as God, but I do have a better idea of what the gnashing of teeth may be like. But in Advent season, we do speak of the Alpha and the Omega coming. And he speaks of such things as preparedness and recompense, as well as being given something to drink. If you've ever been in a situation such as my wife and I were, you realize what unpreparedness looks like. There's just nothing ready. Things are out of sync. There's guests at hand, but yet there's nothing prepared. What to do? And the point is, and the problem is, there's nothing to do except the wailing and the gnashing of teeth, abject apology, and the very lame invitation that we really had going out to dinner in mind all along. Well, it won't be quite that easy when the Alpha and the Omega comes at the end of time. There's no more going out to dinner. He has offered dinner for us many times in the meantime when he had come to invite us. But he says he comes to give recompense according to what we have done. And this reminds us, too, that the Advent season bespeaks the seriousness of Christian life and living, and Christian attitude and posture. It's not just going to be as though we can do anything we want and at that time make it up. When he who knocks on the door comes, that is to say, God himself, there we will be confronted by our Creator, our Redeemer, but also our Judge. And as light shows up that which is in the darkness, so we too shall shine forth whatever is in us, whether that be for good or for ill. Even at that time, I suspect there will be ample opportunity for repentance and for absolution. We need to understand in this Advent season, as a reminder, if not more, that the gospel of Christ sets us free. It just doesn't forgive what we have done. It bespeaks a new life. A new life which is that of Christ, the Son who shall come. It bespeaks a life which we are to have and do have and therefore are to live. And I suspect sometimes do and oftentimes do not. But nonetheless, at that time, when he comes, we shall, will we not, say, oh my God, it's Jesus. And indeed, we will mean every bit of it. Will we welcome him at that time, or will we need more preparations? That's not a question for the future, you see. It's a question for every moment and every day. Is it true? Is it true that the Spirit and the Bride say, come, and that he who hears says, come? Is it true? Well, the text actually says, let him who hears say. Are we ready to say it? Come now. Let's see the state of our preparedness. No Advent. Like many other seasons of the church year, tends to throw us upon our knees and say, come, O Savior and forgiver of my sin, and cleanse my heart of all filth. Renew in me again, according to thy spirit, thy purpose, and may thy coming, foretold, awaited, and lived in faith and hope, now shine in my heart, that I may be thy servant. I suspect that's the prayer of Advent, that we prepare ourselves daily by contrition and the forgiveness of sins, that we might then be such again and again, that when the great recompenser arrive, we will open the door to him who knocks, and we shall say, we have been expecting you. Come, Lord Jesus.